by a suicide bomber and a car bomb in the provincial capital of Ramadi. The attack targeted mourners at the funeral of an Iraqi police officer. President Obama warned Sunday the insurgent strength could grow and destabilize other Mideast countries. He says the U.S. must remain vigilant, but would not send U.S. troops occupying various countries wherever the terror organizations, in his words, pop up. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry met with Egypt's President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi during an unannounced trip to the country. Secretary Kerry arrived Sunday in Cairo for the highest-level meeting with the new Egyptian leader since the country's presidential election in May. During the visit, Secretary Kerry called for Egyptian authorities to uphold universal rights of free speech and free assembly. Mr. Kerry first held talks with Foreign Minister Sami Shoukry, and VOA's Elizabeth Arendt reports.
At a news conference with his Egyptian counterpart, Mr. Kerry pointed to Washington and Cairo's longstanding and deep partnership and said the two would work together to counter terrorist threats. But he acknowledged both sides have things we can do better and called for upholding universal rights of free speech and free assembly.
This is a critical moment of transition in Egypt. The United States is very interested in working closely with President al-Sisi in order to help make this transition as rapidly and smoothly as possible.
But it's unclear how much clout the United States has in Egypt and in the region after the fallout from its invasion of Iraq and what many here consider Washington's mistakes during the Arab Spring uprisings and their aftermath. Elizabeth Arendt, VOA News, Cairo.
Israeli troops shot dead two Palestinians in the West Bank Sunday in separate incidents that erupted as the military continues its search for three Israeli teenagers missing since June 12th. Ahead of Sunday's cabinet meeting in Jerusalem, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Israel has conclusive evidence that Hamas is behind the kidnappings and is sharing that evidence with several other countries before making it public. Israeli troops shot dead two Palestinians in the West Bank Sunday, those clashes erupting as the search continues. Pakistan says more than 300,000 people, including women and children, have left its North Waziristan border district, where an army counterterrorism offensive is underway. But a senior minister has rejected UN reports that thousands of Pakistanis have also fled into Afghanistan to seek safety. Ayaz Ghul has more from Islamabad.
The fighting has caused a flood of people to flee Waziristan. Federal Minister Abdul Qadir Baloch is supervising relief operations for the internally displaced people. However, Baloch says few families have shown up at the relief centers.
They don't like to stay in the camps. They prefer to go back, to go to different areas, to their relations, and to take houses on rent, live elsewhere instead of living in the camps.
The minister says families are being provided with food, drinks, and cash to meet their urgent needs. He tells VOA that the number of refugees is swelling by the day and is expected to go well beyond 400,000. Ayaz Gul for VOA News, Islamabad.
Russian President Vladimir Putin says Moscow will support Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko's call for peace talks over eastern Ukraine. Mr. Putin says a political compromise should be reached that ensures the rights of Russian-speaking people living in eastern Ukraine. Polling stations across Hong Kong opened Sunday in an unofficial referendum on democratic reform in the former British colony, a move that is angering Beijing. Almost 600,000 votes have been cast in 3 days of online and telephone voting that began on Friday. In World Cup football action in Brazil, Algeria defeated South Korea 4-2, while Belgium scored a late goal to beat Russia 1-0. Belgium's victory clinched a berth in the round of 16. In the final match of the day, now underway, the United States is taking on Portugal. If the U.S. wins, they too will go to the group of 16. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.